In 86, Blue Cross Blue Shield began a brand-building advertising program based on the 84 Blue Cross Blue Shield Association Carry the Caring Card campaign. Why was that important? Why did we have to carry the card?
Well, people were beginning to steal our cross and shield.
Oh, really?
Yes. So we embarked on a nationwide program to protect the cross and shield.
From some other blue plans, no less.
Yes.
Unbranded competition, as we called it.
How would that benefit them?
They'd use our cross and shield and our reputation in order to cut in on our market.
A good example is, in the 80s, we started seeing some fragmentation of the blue system. Fragmentation meaning plans competing within a state. Because we all have a license area that we are licensed to sell in. Fortunately for Oklahoma, we own the license in all of Oklahoma. But some states, like California, would have a shield plan licensed in Southern California and a cross plan up in Northern California, and they got to competing, but they couldn't use the cross and shield. So what they did, they would come out with what they called a non-branded product. They would go into a market. Unicare, for example, was a name that they used. We had Unicare come into Oklahoma. Well, Unicare was owned by WellPoint, which was a blue licensee. Well, they'd come into Oklahoma marketing Unicare, and they'd go into a group meeting, and they'd say, we have a program, we have a network, we have a product that's very competitive in the marketplace, and it's called Unicare. Well, who's Unicare? Well, we can't really say, but it's really Blue Cross and Blue Shield of California. And that's what the brokers were selling. Oh. If you buy this, you're really getting Blue Cross value, you're really getting Blue Cross service, it's just called something different. And that's when the concept came up of Carry the Caring Card. And I know Ralph spent tons of time in Chicago in national boards meetings trying to figure out how can we not go from state to state, but how can we have a blue card that's carried from state to state to state so people can get their health care through Blue Cross and Blue Shield. If they got an Oklahoma Blue Cross card, they can go to Texas or New York and carry the Caring Card and be recognized as Blue Cross and Blue Shield as one. Hmm. And that's how that concept came about.
Interesting. By the middle of the decade, in 85, the plan employed 699 employees, had outgrown its 12-story building, and over Labor Day weekend in 85, about 110 employees moved to the Texaco building at 15th and Boulder. So yes. You're spreading out.
Well, not just the Texaco building. We had another group that we bought a small building for that moved into the one just this side of Texaco, Kewaunee Oil. We were growing so much and having to find space for the people that we had to start looking for where could we put people. We expanded into the Texaco building, Kewaunee Oil Company building, and then later we bought the building that you're in right now.
But that wasn't the big change for me. In 1986, Ralph came in my office one afternoon and said, I've decided we're not prominent enough in Oklahoma City. We've got to do something in Oklahoma City. How would you like to live in Oklahoma City? I said, well, I don't know. I said, I've never thought about that. But anyway, we bought a building in Oklahoma City, which was the old Leeway Motor Freight building out on Hefner Parkway. Ralph moved me and my family to Oklahoma City, and I was the lone first occupant in a four-story building for about 3 months. I sat in that building and started recruiting staff. That's how we built the Oklahoma City office. And we filled the building up eventually. We hired our own marketing team for Oklahoma City. We weren't competing. We were just expanding our markets. Had a full staff over there eventually of people in Oklahoma City, and that became a very important office for the growth of the plans. We were growing over here, but something had to happen in the western part of the state.
So that grew fast, probably, since you hadn't been over there.
Yeah, we have.
It did.
Initially, we hired about 100 employees over there. We had a little marketing office over there for years over on Klassen. Our lobbyist was there, and we had some marketing people over there, but we really expanded the operations over there. In fact, we set up the property and casualty company in that office and did a lot of things different just to expand our presence in Oklahoma.
How long were you there?
I came back here in 90, so I was over there about four and a half years.
Did Ralph come over to your office over there?
Ralph actually had an office over there as well, and he spent a lot of time there. He'd come over there 1 week and spend a couple of days, and then I'd be over here the next week for a couple of days. So we burned up a lot of turnpike hours, a lot of time.